Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The time for school has arrived, and just what can our children and grandchildren expect to encounter this year? I'm sure the main emphasis throughout the school year will be academics without any social engineering involved. Don't expect that. Unfortunately, homosexual and now transgender activists view our children as easy targets as they attend public and in some cases private schools, which all too often are on the same sexual revolution, sexual freedom page as the aforementioned activist. Whatever happened to protecting this captive audience? My guest today is Karen England. She's the executive director of Sacramento, California-based Capital Resource Institute. Thanks, Karen, for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And we'll just start out first with you telling us what the mission of the Capital Resource Institute is.
Well, we are a pro-family public policy group, and we exist to educate and equip parents and the church to know what their rights are and to exercise those rights. And we believe what strengthens family strengthens California and strengthens the rest of the nation.
Absolutely. Now, with you being over in California, do you find it more difficult than like we do here in Pennsylvania or the other 48 states?
Well, a little bit, but
okay.
At the local school district level, you know, parents tend to be a lot more involved and engaged than
good
in the state legislature.
Okay. Yeah, because parents definitely are more concerned about their children than even sometimes school board members. So it's good to hear that even in California, parents are concerned about their children. And because we hear so much bad news coming out of California as far as the liberal leanings of the legislative body. So it's good to know that parents are still very much engaged. Now, we've heard quite a bit about what happened at the end of last school year at Rockland Academy. Just give us a quick overview as to what happened in kindergarten at the end of last school year.
Well, at the end of last school year, there was a kindergartner who is a boy and wanted to announce that he was becoming a girl, and so prearranged with the school to have him change his clothes, come out in his new name, and they were going to read the book I Am Jazz, and so that took place. He changed his clothes and came out in a dress and girl shoes, and they announced his new name to this entire class. They didn't do any of this with any sort of parental notification or consent about the book, about what was going on. When the parents asked the school, what happened, could you please tell me? They said, we can't tell you because of privacy. You need to ask your five-year-old.
Wow.
And that was the response the school gave.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I Am Jazz. That tells a story of is it a boy who believes he's a girl? Is that the gist
yes.
of the
It's
the
a boy
book?
Brain and a girl, yes.
Right. Okay, so that was leading up to the little boy who thinks he's a girl in class, changing clothes and coming out. Was this in cooperation with this little boy's parents? Did his parents know?
Yes, his parents
okay.
did know, and they have been actively, you know, working with the school.
Mm.
Again, they all had time to kind of plan and prepare this, and it was the other parents that were taken off track.
I had no idea. Unfortunately, the parents probably think that the decision that they made to have him announce his change in sex, shall we say, they believe that's the best thing for him because they're probably taking him to a liberal therapist who says the only way you can protect your child or the only way that you can do the best thing for your child is to allow him to live out who he thinks he is. Now, that'd be my thought on his parents. But again, those parents, the other parents, all the other parents had no idea what was happening. So is there any kind of policy in Rockland Academy that requires them to announce when they're going to be or notify parents when they're going to be addressing controversial issues?
No, there isn't. We have a policy that we will be releasing tomorrow
uh-huh.
that we're going to ask them to put in place. Most school districts do not have that throughout California, and so we are asking that school districts adopt a parent-friendly policy. It's basically sex education, but extending it to all the sexual orientation, gender identity issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we want that defined and expanded so this doesn't happen again.
Okay.
And let me go back to the parents, because even parents in Pennsylvania and other states need to be concerned. These parents are actually very progressive and very active.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was well thought out and well planned by the parents, unfortunately using their minor child to do this. And so you've got those in all sorts of school districts. And when they go in and say, we're going to sue you if you don't do this, school districts tend to acquiesce, and right. you know, then you get the uproar. So yeah. all schools need to make sure they have a parent-friendly policy in place.
Absolutely, they do. We had a situation just settled earlier, I think just a couple weeks ago, actually, in Pine Richland School District, which is down in Allegheny County from where I'm seated right now. And they had a policy where they would allow, well, it was an unwritten policy, where they would allow students to use the restroom of their choice and didn't have to correspond with their biological sex. They were allowing this right. to take place, and they were actually to the point where they allowed, one, there were three transgenders who, it was boys who believed they were girls, and they allowed one of these young men to actually be elected as prom queen. And then parents became aware of the fact that they were letting boys in the girls' restroom. And so parents complained, and the school put a policy in place that said you have to go to the restroom, use the facilities that correspond with your biological sex. At that point, the students sued, and the end is the school district lost because, I mean, they were accommodating these students rather than setting down the rules in the beginning saying you must use the facilities that correspond to your biological sex. So... yeah, it's, again, parents get involved, and homosexual and transgender activist groups, in this case is Land Illegal, they get involved and egg these students on to sue the schools, and the school lost, and it was just a whole, it was a bad story. Okay, so the parents of the other students were upset. How did the school board, this is back in Rockland Academy, how did the school board and the other teachers respond when all the other 99.9% of the parents of this in this kindergarten class were upset? Did the school board say we made a mistake?
No. Actually, the school district and the school board and administration, they are doubling down. Mm-hmm. They have, they've even sent a first grader to the principal's office for calling this little boy by his boy name from mm-hmm. last year when she saw him on the playground.
Oh, you're kidding.
They are actively speaking out at school board meetings, the teachers implying that the parents are the problem. It's really quite frightening when these parents go to a school board meeting and see the teachers talk about them the way they talk about them and how we need to just get with it. You know, your kids are going to see this anyway. You should be thankful we read this book to them.
So the teachers are saying the parents are the bad guys and that we know best for your kids. Wow.
Absolutely. They're doubling down on it, and they have since hired a PR firm with political connections to Kamala Harris, who was the attorney general,
yeah.
who's now, and so that's who the school district hired, and they're doubling down on parents are the problem and that they need to educate our kids on these things in the, you know, age of kindergarten.
So they're trying to save face, the school district's trying to save face since they've hired this PR firm.
Absolutely.
Because they're getting bad press, or what they're viewing as bad press when the story gets out there, that a kindergarten teacher read this book to students without parents' knowledge, and then a few months later they actually sent a first grader to a principal's office for calling this little boy by his boy name, not his new name. Yeah, it gets more and more bizarre as we see this not only happening in California, but as you mentioned earlier, it can be any school district in this country, as we see these activists viewing these and treating these children as guinea pigs. And we see school districts, teachers, administrators, school board members who are walking in lockstep with these activists. And it's very troubling, the messages that the children in public school and private school, because isn't Rockland's not a public school, is it?
Well, Rockland is a public charter school.
Okay.
Rockland Academy is in a very conservative area.
Conservative? Oh, my goodness.
Very conservative.
So, no, what, I mean, you know, I kind of thought this one might be in San Francisco or something, but you're talking about a very conservative area in California this is taking place.
Yes,
wow.
It's where our kids went to. It's the area where our kids went to school. Yes, it's one of the most conservative areas in the state of California. Very red.
So what hope is there for the rest of California and the rest of the country if you're talking about this taking place? And just out of curiosity, was this a younger teacher?
It was a young teacher, and she got up at the school board and defended it. But, you know, the administration and the board backing her up.
Yeah.
And that's what's concerning. And we're asking for a policy that says you need to let parents know before you read controversial information and allow them the option to to opt out.
Opt out, yeah, absolutely. And the fact that the other teachers are defending it, I'm sure that the potential teachers who are in college right now are being taught that you must address this issue, these issues, homosexual issue and transgender issue with your students because it's something they need to know, or you may have students who are confused about their sexuality or maybe a closeted gay individual. And I'm sure at this point, the way things are, that teachers, potential, you know, future teachers are being taught this, that this is the way they need to go. And probably have a list of suggested books, such as I Am Jazz, to read to the kindergartners and first graders. It's just very troubling that, you know, we have a captive audience, the students, and parents are not being informed, and they're getting away with this. The teachers and administrators are getting away with this. And I understand they use Title IX as one of the excuses that they read this book. So what is Title IX, and why were they way off base in using that as an excuse?
Well, I don't know why they keep using this, but they keep throwing out Title IX. Title IX, we'll lose federal funding over Title IX. Well, Title IX is about federal funding for sex discrimination, intentionally when women and girls were being discriminated against. And so they throw that out saying, well, Title IX mandated we do this. No, Title IX doesn't mandate you do this, and even states liberal like California that do have non-discrimination laws for gender identity and gender expression,
mm-hmm.
all that means is the school can't discriminate against that child. It doesn't mean that you have to read books to them, you have to participate in coming out ceremonies, you know, it doesn't mean any of that, even if they have a non-discrimination.
So they
don't want to. Yeah, they're taking it and they're using it as an excuse.
As an excuse to not only protect those students who identify as homosexual or transgender, but also they're viewing it as a door to walk through to indoctrinate all the other kids.
Absolutely.
Mm, wow.
And they're, again, it depends on when you talk to them which law they throw out, but none of them stick, and they're just being totally disingenuous.
Yeah.
And your listeners need to know that, you know, they need to make sure a policy is very specifically in place. A lot of people think, well, my sex education policy says they have to notify me. But the other side is arguing this doesn't fall mm-hmm. under sex education.
Yeah.
And so it's not covered. You don't need to be notified.
Yeah,
so,
because it's not taking place in health class or, you know, a class specifically dealing with sex education. So, yeah, I can see where homosexual and transgender activists would use that as a reason not to notify parents. So the whole situation in Rockland is still kind of up in the air. I mean, they have at this point have not put a policy in place.
They have not. We are asking them, and we're releasing the policy tomorrow that
okay.
they put one in place, very specifically written, that protects parents, alerts them before a book like this is read, and gives them the option to opt their child out if they so choose.
Right. Too many schools have an opt-in policy, which is, you know, if they don't hear anything from parents,
yeah.
the child is considered okay with the parent, which is totally unfair to kids and parents alone.
Yeah.
Now, in California, are school board members elected?
Well, this is a charter school.
Okay,
so these
so
are
it's
appointed.
Different.
So this is a little bit different.
Okay.
And the parents that joined it because it was supposed to be more parent-friendly,
mm.
and they had removed their children out of the traditional public school
okay.
to avoid this exact kind of situation.
Wow. I can't imagine. You know, thinking your child is safe and then realizing that they're not any more safe in Rockland Academy than they are in the public school. So, you know, beginning of the school year here in Pennsylvania, what should parents be on the lookout for? Should they be approaching their school boards, asking them to put this type policy in place, specific policy
Absolutely.
In place?
Absolutely. They need to be proactive, and they specifically need to get a policy in place that defines all of the sexual orientation, gender identity, and that whenever there's going to be classroom instruction or materials or a speaker brought in, prior to that, parents need to be notified and have the ability to opt out, or you can do an opt-in. And you need to be proactive going before your school boards and making sure they have that policy.
Absolutely. Now, is this just a California-specific policy, or is this something that the other 49 states could use?
The other 49 states can use it. The
okay.
policy we're using references one of the California laws, but the policy in general you can take
okay.
and use it anywhere.
Okay, that'd be great. Are you going to have that available, but just email you guys or through your website?
Yes, our website, capital, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, resource.org, and it will be up there. And we also have a link to parent-friendly policies. We have a button on there for it'll have all the different policies that we propose for school board.
Okay. Now back to your school board members of the Rockland Academy. You said they're appointed. Who are they appointed by?
They're appointed, actually, it's by each other because it's a charter school. So you apply. The first board was appointed with, it's kind of within their own community.
Okay.
And somewhat under another school district.
Okay, it's kind of under the umbrella because I don't know a lot about charter schools. We do have them here in PA, but I haven't followed that a lot because I homeschooled my kids. But which I think that's the safest way for parents, Christian parents especially, to go is to homeschool your kid or find a Christian school that you can totally trust.
Yes, it is infiltrating in the Christian schools.
Yeah, I know. That's why you need to be very, very selective as to and do your homework before you enroll and pay good money to send your kid to any private school, Christian school. Back to the Title IX thing. So there's a definite need to educate school boards and administrators, administrators also, as to what Title IX is. So that should be, I think, part of a parent's job is to make
Absolutely.
Sure at the beginning of the school year is to make sure that their school board and their administration fully understands what Title IX is and is not. How would be the best way to do that? Just attend a school board meeting, make it a public issue? Or how would be
usually this stuff is online and you can find that information out first. Most school districts have everything online. You can go through old board meetings and see what they're saying, and so you can find out kind of the status of where things are. And then, yes, you need to gather some other parents, educate them on the issue, and place it before your school board.
Yeah, I think parents, at least my hope is that parents in every single school district in this entire country, except maybe San Francisco and New York City, but anyway, yes, in the very, very, very liberal enclaves, but I think the vast majority of parents are very concerned about this issue as they see this being pushed on even kindergartners, and it's just tragic. How did the kids respond? The parents, the end of the year last year in Rockland Academy, how did the kids respond to this, the other students in that class?
Well, it's varied. There were some kids that sort of went over their head, which I mean, at 5 years old, you're not dealing with this.
Yeah.
I spoke to one family who, after this broke this year, they looked back and said, oh, wow, she told me this story when I picked her up from school, but they couldn't put all the dots together.
Right.
They weren't sure if they were practicing a play or, what all went on.
Yeah.
And so, unfortunately, others were very concerned, oh, no, I could turn into a boy. How fluid is this?
Mm-hmm.
And so there were lots of conflicting emotions
and responses
from the different students.
Yeah, again, five-year-olds. I mean,
yeah.
Why accept to push an agenda? Why would they target five-year-olds? It makes no sense to me, except they're seeking to further confuse the kids and in the hopes that they will identify as transgender so that they can up their numbers, when it comes
Absolutely, yeah. It's pretty aggressive. And again, the school district and the school board are doubling down. They're standing behind it. They are not standing with the parents.
And that in itself is scary. But we have the NEA very much on board with all this stuff. I'm sure that in some way at least impacts charter schools also, since charter schools under a public school umbrella type thing. So give us your contact information again, and just, again, how can parents deal with this issue within their public school?
Okay, it's capitalresource.org, CAPITOLRESOURCE.org. That's our website.
Mm-hmm.
You can email us. Our policy will be listed up there sometime tomorrow. And you can just contact us, and we're happy to email it to you however you want it.
Mm-hmm.
You can tweak it for your state and take it before your school board.
Yeah, that's. I definitely encourage your listeners to do that because this is not going away. We have to fight against it for our kids' sake, that's for sure. Well, thanks so much, Karen, for being with us. I appreciate it, and keep up the good work there in California, and hope things work out well for there at Rockland Academy.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFA of PA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afaofpa.org.